Welcome to the Singingly Newsletter and your Breathing Bonus Audio. My name is Sarah Greer. I'm a professional vocalist and improviser and vocal instructor, and I'm here to help you learn to sing smarter so you can sing stronger and better. I'm so happy you decided to subscribe to my newsletter, and I can't wait to send you the premiere issue. It's just not quite finished yet. So in the meantime, I figured I should reward you for signing up with this bonus audio. Today's exercise is for the breath, and it's one of my favorites. We start by talking about breath because as singers we know, it's all about the breath. Some of you may be running out of breath while you're singing or feel like you just don't really have control of your breathing. This exercise is going to help with both of these things. The exercise is designed to help build capacity and stamina and control over our breathing mechanism. As a bonus, it also helps with managing pre-performance nerves or anxiety because it's a great centering exercise, so a good mental exercise as well as technical exercise. It has two parts, easy peasy, inhaling and exhaling. Let me walk you through the exercise first and then we'll try it out. It's not difficult, but it's a little bit complicated and I want to give you instructions to think about while you do the exercise. And I know for me, I can only think about so many things at once. So I want to give you these notes ahead of time so when we get to actually doing the exercise, you can concentrate on the counting. So let me tell you what we're doing. The way this works is that every exhale in the exercise is one beat longer than your inhale. So to begin, this exercise goes very quickly. It's a breath in for one count and a breath out for two counts, then a breath in for two counts, a breath out for three counts, a breath in for three counts, exhale for four counts, and so on. We're going to try to get to an inhale that's 14 counts long and an exhale that's 15 counts long. Now, if this seems impossible, don't fret and don't get discouraged. Do what you can today and try the exercise again tomorrow. Improving our singing is about making incremental changes, and the key to that is regular practice. I guarantee if you do this exercise every day for a few weeks, you're going to notice a change in your breath, and consequently, a change in your voice. You might even be a calmer and happier person. And remember I said I'd have some notes? Well, the first one is posture. As you're doing this exercise, I want you to stand with your feet hip-width apart and your weight balanced evenly between your feet. Balancing the body helps us breathe efficiently and makes it easier. Second, you're going to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. As you're exhaling, you may want to purse the lips slightly as though you're blowing on a spoonful of hot soup. This will help control your exhale. And it might not be necessary in the shorter counts, but as the exercise continues, this will help you. Also, when you're inhaling through the nose, keep your inhalations gentle. There will be a tendency to want to pull in a lot of air, particularly during the quick counts of this exercise. But as the exercise goes on and the inhales have to get longer, we have to get gentler and more controlled. In other words, don't panic. Third, you need to have some kind of steady beat happening. I recommend using your metronome. You get extra credit if you have one. Otherwise, you can do it by tapping your foot or snapping your fingers. So long as you keep the tempo steady. Part of the reason it's nice to use a metronome is that as you start doing the longer breath counts in this exercise, the tendency is to speed up your tempo if you're keeping it yourself. The metronome will keep you honest. All right, are you ready? Again, standing with our feet hip width apart, the weight is nice and balanced. I'm going to give you a tempo and help you count through this exercise. Remember to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. All right. Remember the first couple of breaths will be very quick. Get rid of your air. We're getting ready to breathe in, out, two, in, two, out, two, three. In, two, three, out, two, three, four. In, two, three, four, out, two, three, four, five. In, two, three, four, five, out, two, three, four, five, six. In, two, three, four, five, six, out, two, three, four, five, six, seven. In, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Out, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. In, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Out, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. In, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Out, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. In, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Out, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11. In, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11. Out, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12. In, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12. Out, two, three, four, five, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13. In, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13. Out, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14. In, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14. Out, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Whew! How'd it go? Hopefully you were breathing in through your nose and out through the mouth, and you were able to find the balance that let you be, well, at least somewhat relaxed while moving your breath in this new controlled way. Don't worry if you didn't get it all right the first time, or if you couldn't do the inhale for 14 counts, or you got off the count. This exercise takes practice. That's why I made you the audio. One thing to be careful of as we get into longer counts is to be sure we're not raising the shoulders or puffing our chests up toward the ceiling. As we take these longer inhales, we want to breathe down into the body. We want the breath to move down to the bottom of the lungs. We want the diaphragm to move down in the body, which we see when the belly moves out. We call this low breathing, nice low breaths. The other thing about the exercise is that you probably noticed when these inhales get longer, they take a lot more control. You might have felt like you were a balloon that was overfilled. That's because you probably took in too much air too fast at the front of the breath. As the count continues, we have to slow the inhale through the nose and control the amount of air we take in. Sometimes we get panicky at the end of these long exhales and we just pull in all this air. You can learn to control and slow down that inhale, and that will help us with our singing. Another thing that will help you get through this exercise is that when you're exhaling, to make sure that you're exhaling as much or all of your air. In the shorter counts, you're probably not going to get all the air out of your lungs. There's just not enough time. But as the exercise goes on, make sure that you are moving air in and out of your body. If you get rid of the air, it makes it much easier to take the next inhale as the counts get longer. Most of us don't exhale all of the air when we're talking or just going about our day-to-day business. But in singing, we need to make sure we empty the lungs so that we can bring fresh new air in, and this exercise helps us practice that. One last thought. We talked about doing this exercise standing, but you can do it sitting down. And you should do it sitting down if at any point you get dizzy or start to feel lightheaded. Please don't fall down. It can happen, especially the first few times you do this exercise, because you're moving a lot of air, and that can take some getting used to. The nice thing about doing this exercise sitting down is that you can do it in other places, say in your car. And I do a lot of singing in my car. Try doing this exercise when you're just getting stressed out about being stuck in rush hour traffic. It will change your commute, I promise you. It also works great before performance to get you centered and in your body when you're handling performance energy. So if you're doing the exercise sitting down, that's great. Just make sure that you're sitting in a way that lets your torso be as long and as non-contorted as possible. We want to be able to pull the breath down into the lungs, and we want the belly to be able to move in and out, making room for our diaphragm. Again, we have all this air to bring into the lungs. We want to make sure we have room for it. Great. That's the exercise. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope that you use it. If you do this regularly, you're going to build capacity and you're going to build control, and breathing is going to become a lot more relaxed and effective for you. You will have calmer and more centered practice sessions, and you'll notice the difference in your singing. That's it for now. Again, for the Singingly newsletter, I'm Sarah Greer, helping you to sing smarter, stronger, and better.